Take a load off moving terms and conditions. Please note terms may change without notice. We charge a 4-hour minimum for all jobs that we do. We are hired on an hourly basis, not by a job itself. The final invoice will be charged for the hours worked, not the items moved. We do not make any changes over the phone or take any new details about a job over the phone. We keep all our moving details in writing over email, so we are on the same page with our clients throughout the whole service we are providing you. This keeps everything organized and prevents incorrect details. We charge from when the truck leaves our yard until we return to the yard. Based on equipment availability, we may bring a larger truck than what was scheduled. If more than the booked space is used, we will invoice for the actual truck space used. Equipment pricing is provided on all estimates sent. You must notify the movers if you need to remain within the initial estimate. We do not send quotes. We will continue working and billing our client until the job is done unless we are told otherwise. A full walkthrough before and after the job is a must, and the client is liable to notify the movers of the unlikely event of damages to property of any kind and to provide them with proper proof of said damage before they leave the job to be covered under any insurance coverage. Failure to do so in that time will result in forfeiture of right to secure damages from the mover. The movers will take a few short, reasonable breaks, which the time clock will be stopped and not charged to the customer. Our movers will take photos of any damages they come across to protect the security of the company. The company cannot be held responsible for damages due to moving heavy, awkward items through hallways or stairways. We do our best to properly protect your items, but some situations are humanly impossible to avoid. We may add extra crew to your job for the safety of our staff and efficiency in extreme conditions. This is only when needed and saves the client money by the job going faster with more crew members. If the client disagrees with this add-on, please contact management before additional crew are added. Examples: snow, heat waves, apartments, steep driveways, long driveways, large moves. The client is suggested to transport their own electronics. Examples: TVs, gaming systems, and stereos. We can move and protect these items, but since we cannot see the condition of these items on the inside without them being turned on, we cannot be responsible for the condition after the move. We cannot transport any dangerous goods or anything illegal. Examples: explosives, propane tanks, fuel, chemicals, ammunition, etc. Any hidden in transportation without our knowledge in writing is and will be the responsibility of the customer to cover any damages, debts, or any fines that may occur by these items. Clients or third parties will not be permitted to help load or unload our fleet, and that the company will not be held responsible for any injuries incurred during the move. The scheduled time for your move is an estimate. Moves before yours, traffic, weigh scales, ferry wait times, etc. can push our arrival or departure time. For any out of Nanaimo moves, we will request a half deposit to secure your move, and 25% deposit for all Nanaimo booked jobs. Cancellation of the job, you will forfeit the deposit for us to recoup the loss of profit, and also cover the fee for us to recover loss of jobs for your move date that we secured for you. The company is not responsible for any damages to the customer's property if customer provides their own third-party help or moves items themselves. If we come across any sort of pests during the move, we have the right to refuse the job until the pests are exterminated, and there will be a cleaning fee charged of $250 per truck. For us to do your move as efficient as possible, open boxes, items in bags, unpacked items, and unorganized households and loose items will make your move take longer than expected. We have all the moving supplies, and we offer packing services if you need assistance. An equipment, supplies, and fuel surcharge will be added to your invoice on any service we provide. It is the customer's responsibility to give us full details of the belongings. Not properly notifying us of how much belongings you have could result in us estimating you a smaller truck, which will end up costing you more money by having to do a few loads. $100 storage fees apply per day when stored in our cube trucks. The final bill is owed and paid upon completion of the job. When the movers finish the job, we only accept cash and Interact registered e-transfer, credit cards, and debit. No checks. Invoices that aren't paid will be subject to collections, interest fees of 8% per month, and any other fees subject to outstanding bill. The movers have the right to refuse anything that causes unsafe or health and safety concerns. If the customer and mover agree, we can do whatever it may be without liability to the company. Please note, health and safety to protect our staff is taken seriously. Any mouse rat droppings, pest, mold, asbestos, drug paraphernalia, human feces or urine, dirty, icy, snowy walkways, driveways, etc., we will ask you to fix the problem to avoid denial of our services until the issue is solved. It's the customer's responsibility to protect their valuable items during their move. We provide the proper moving equipment for travels. Chargeable credit card fees, 3% except for American Express, which is 4%, fees are subject to change without warning. Our rates can change without notice. The client will be charged for the rate they were estimated for. If the bill is paid by third party and not the client stated on this bill of lading, the client must complete the full information of the third party on page 1, and the third party must be present at the end of the job to pay the full bill. If the third party isn't there and payment isn't made, the client is liable to pay the full bill. The mover will complete a damage sheet, and in the unlikely event of damage being done by the movers, it will be written and photographed below and signed by both parties. Insurance does not cover any damages after the crew leaves. Please provide any damages before the end of the job. This needs to be written and signed upon on page 4 of the bill of lading. If there is a difference between the terms and conditions sent with the estimate on the website or anywhere else, the physical copy will be the contracted terms of agreement that we go by and will be the legal binding agreement. When booking with us, the customer, you agree and understand our bill of lading and the terms and conditions that I had just read.